Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following hour is sponsored by Universal Roof and Contracting.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend. Discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Now, in the house with Jared on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, hey, welcome to the In the House radio show with Jared. Jared's not here today. This is his father and founder of Universal Roof and Contracting. My name is Ken Mellick. I'm Jared's dad. This show is all about home improvement questions. So we'd love to talk to you here live on the radio and anything having to do with home improvement, whether it's roofing, construction, painting, electrical, plumbing, anything, we'd like to talk to you. You can reach us live right now, 855-765-1045. That's WOKV, and we would like to talk to you, 855-765-1045. The show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting, and we've had a tremendous amount of rain and bad weather and storms, and if you'd like to have your roof evaluated, we would like to help you. It's a family-owned business. Jared is my son, and I am the founder of Universal Roof and Contracting. Started doing construction in 1972. Now I have 17 of my family working at the company. We'd love to be your contractor. We're local right here. And you can reach us at the office for a free evaluation, free estimate at 904-495-0948 or go online, www.universalroof.com. It's Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-495-0948. The show is about home improvement, so we'd like to talk to you about that. In the way of bad weather and storms, we've certainly had our look at that. In fact, yesterday I went out and looked at a roof that somebody had storm damage on. They hired a kind of a handyman guy, do-it-yourself. I go over there. They really made it worse because instead of showing the homeowner what the telling them about the storm damage to the roof, they told them how much it would be to fix it and repair it. The roof was not really repairable, should have never been repaired, but the damage that they've caused by doing what they did, in other words, putting a Band-Aid on it, backwater lapping it, really not fixing the roof, hopefully they can now get in a claim with the insurance company, and the insurance company doesn't hold the fact that they hired an unlicensed person to work on the roof. The key is, though, that the storms caused the damage. It should be covered by the insurance. I'm not an insurance expert. I'm a roof expert, and I would be more than happy to meet with our insurance company and show them the damage. And we do that on a daily basis, so if we could help you, Universal Roof and Contracting, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. If you're listening to us right now, chances are it's either raining or it's going to start raining before this show's over.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to pretty much rain all day. So if you're honey-do list has now been converted to working indoors all day, give us a call. We'd love to hear about it. Or if you're in your house listening to us and you look up and you see the ceiling and you're noticing some dripping, coming out of a can light or or a spot on the ceiling that that just started to appear and it looks damp, definitely give us a call at 855-765-1045.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you here live on the air, 855-765-1045. Or if you'd like to just call Universal Roofing and have one of our people come out, take a look at your roof, evaluate it. They do that for free. We're glad to help you. Excuse me. That number is 904-495-0948.
Yep. So we actually don't have any text questions yet. We've had some questions that came in by the email that we actually were getting to this week from last week. One of them was about metal roofing in a homeowners association. So one of our listeners wanted to put metal on their home. And traditionally, metal has that metal roof look, you know, where you see the seams and it kind of runs vertically. Their homeowners association will not allow it. It has to be shingle. Well, there is a product that Universal Roofing Contracting installs called Decra.
Yep.
And it actually is a metal roof, so you get the benefit and the longevity of metal with the look of shingle or slate or tile.
Yeah. And shake, too. They look like wood shakes. So it depends on which. There's different manufacturers. So if you have a home, if you want a metal roof and the quality of that metal, you can get it even to look like shingles. And you can there's different manufacturers for that. They are more expensive than shingles, of course. But we also got some specials going like now for 0% financing. And you can do longer financing, too, if you'd like. The good thing about our financing is that the interest doesn't start until the completion of the work. So after the work is done is when, and it doesn't start on the day one of the contract, and then it when this contract's signed and it's 6 weeks later before we get around to getting all the products made and installed on your roof and pass the final inspection. So we'd love to be your contractor. You can reach us at Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. If you're looking for windows or and doors, the best window and renewal, I mean, best window and door replacement company is Renewal by Anderson. You can reach Renewal by Anderson at 904-222-8064. That's 904-222-8064. It's crazy the amount of rain that we've had.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. And I actually, I've personally been in contact with some of the people at the Renewal by Anderson. We did a remodel on our house, and we have a patio that we did pavers going out to the pool. And we were in a pinch, so we needed to just get a door immediately. We couldn't wait, so we went to the big box store and we bought, you know, some French doors from them, brought them home, installed them, painted them, and they're not even 2 years old yet, and it's significant wood rot already.
Well, what it is is that side of your house gets a lot of sun exposure.
Yeah.
It's two-story, so the overhang of the roof isn't adequate to cover that up. So it's not as protected. It's exposed to the sun. So the sun in Florida is a brutal thing. And so already in 2 years, that whole thing shot, and now you have to replace it.
Yep.
That will not happen with Renewal by Anderson. They've got a great product. It's kind of like Hardy siding. It's kind of a form of that, a FiberX product that insulates better. They doesn't rot, has long-term warranties. I think lifetime, actually. I'm not actually sure of that. I definitely don't work for Renewal by Anderson, but I do know that they are the best window and door replacement company around. I would do like Josh, give them a call at 904-222-8064. They give you a free estimate, come out, measure windows, see what's going on with them. show you the product, and give you the price right there.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those things where you look at it and it's like, man, I wish, you know, wish I would have prepared a little bit better, taken the time, ordered it in advance. But, you know, you just kind of assume you can roll into a big box store and roll out with something that will work quickly and also be durable. But a lot of times when you go for a product that's very durable, usually those things, you know, kind of have a lead time.
Right.
You know.
And the thing is, and you can go to the box store, and I've done that in the past, and you can get, you know, box store windows that are vinyl and they're okay kind of products, but they're not a Renewal by Anderson. No, there's nothing better. I'm remodeling my place now and doing the demo and getting prepared for that, and got the permit, and I am doing all Renewal by Anderson windows and doors in my place. The thing is, it's handled from start to finish by Renewal by Anderson, and they're great, great products. 904-222-8064. Let's talk. We're coming up on a break right now, so we're going to take a break. We'd like to talk to you on the other side of the break. You can reach us now live, 855-765-1045. This is In the House, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. We'll be right back. Okay, this is the In the House radio show with Jared, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. This is 104.5 WOKV. You can reach us live right now on the radio and talk to us about any home improvement question that you have, from roofing to construction to painting to electrical, air conditioning, anything on your honey-do list that your wife would like to have you do or your husband would like you to do. We'd like to talk to anyone that has a home improvement question. You can reach us live on the radio right now, 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. In the House with Jared, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. I am, excuse me, I am Jared's dad. I am Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. Love to talk to you this morning. So call us at 855-765-1045. Or if you'd like to have one of our people come out and take a look at your roof, excuse me, you can reach us at 904-495-0948. We come out for free and evaluate what's going on. With all these bad weather and rain and storms that we've had, we're going to come out and take a look at that for free. 904-495-0948.
Yep. So if you have a question right now, you're sitting in the house and you're looking up and there's a water spot developing on the ceiling, or your lights are flickering or anything like that, give us a call at 855-765-1045. Again, that's 855-765-1045. We actually, being in storm season, it's a big topic to talk about, and that's, you know, generator safety. And so if you're listening to us and a thunderstorm rolls through and then you're not listening to us because the power goes out, do make sure that if you run a generator for whatever reason, make sure you pull it away from your home. Run a long, heavy-duty extension cord in so that you can run your appliances or your TV or whatever you're going to run. Use a long, heavy-duty extension cord and keep the generator away from your house. It's very dangerous to have a generator. Even if you were to open the garage door and set it in the garage and think, oh, well, the exhaust will go out, it won't. It's still going to make its way into the house.
Absolutely
keep a generator away from your home at all times while it's running, and that is the best safety advice we can give.
Yeah, and I mean, every year that that happens, the power goes out for extended period of time, you always hear about people that do that. It doesn't take that much exhaust fumes to take you out. So be aware of that. Thanks for bringing that up, Josh.
Yep, absolutely. And we actually have a call coming from Joanna in Jacksonville Beach. Good morning, Joanna.
Joanna, thanks for your call.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
Yeah, so I've had an issue with dust in my home. I have a split-level home, and okay, on the second floor, having a problem with dust. Now, I have some, my home's 1967, so I have some old metal ductwork.
Yeah.
I've had several HVAC companies out, and no one can figure out what the problem is.
Hmm.
And I think it's coming from maybe the ductwork or not enough returns in the home. Not real sure.
Have you had the duct work test and balanced?
Have not had that done yet.
Okay. So if you have the ducts cleaned, which I'm assuming you probably had done because you said you had quite a few people out, have you had that done?
Yes, I did. I had that done about 3 months ago, and it
okay,
didn't make a difference.
Wow, no difference.
So there is something called test and balancing, and because you the home's older, you don't have returns in every room, you really kind of have two options. One is to add returns to every room, and the other is to work with the existing system and have them come out and do a test and balance. And what a test and balance does is it actually makes sure that air volume is being delivered uniformly across the entire home, taking into account the fact that you might only have one or two returns. And then the recommendation after that would be to have the, while they're there, have them look at the coil, make sure the coil doesn't need to be cleaned.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and make sure that the return, where the return plugs in to the air handler, make sure it's taped tightly. So the test and balance team will – the reason you do that is because they will determine that. So say you had a – if your ductwork, for example, was in your attic and you had, the cable guy or the telephone guy out and he had to do some repair in your attic and he may have stepped on one of the ducts and caused it to disconnect, so it's actually sucking in attic air. That could be
right.
That could be one of your issues. So when you do a test and balance, they're going to know what happened because they're going to say, oh, well, we have a huge pressure loss. Where's all this air volume going? And then they go up in the attic and they go, here's the air volume. It's just shooting out in the air. You know, it's just shooting in the attic. Doing that,
right.
And then if that's okay and you're still looking to reduce it, there are a lot of licensed HVAC contractors will have some pretty high-end options for whole home air cleaning. I know Lennox actually has a fantastic system. Ken and I go to the International Builders Show every year, and the Lennox booth that they put together is always state of the art, and they have a lot of modules that will actually go onto the end of the air handler and clean and also not really sterilize but purify the air. They have UV light options. They have large 6-inch filters that are HEPA so that they pull more out of the air. So if after all this test and balance, if you're still struggling with dust, I would look at a maybe an upgrade to the HVAC. Look at a Lennox system. Lennox is a very, very good product.
How often are you changing your filters too?
Okay, so I just had a new system put in June.
Okay.
Having to pull those every 3 weeks because they're just black.
Oh, what system did you get?
Okay, so I got a Goodman.
Okay.
I know it's not a Bryant, it's not a Carrier.
It's a good product. It's all right. Yeah.
It is. So it's brand new. I did get the UV light put in it.
Oh,
and
good. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. I did have a company out yesterday, and he did go up in my attic. He had something that he attached to his cell phone, and he tested the air in the attic, and he showed it to me. He said it looks like there might be 2 leaks in the ductwork, in the metal ductwork.
Yeah,
because
that makes
it showed
sense.
That it was colder. Is that a test and balance?
No. So a test and balance is actually where they're measuring the velocity of the air going into the return, so they know exactly how much air is going into your air handler, and then they're able to calculate how much should be coming out into each room. So say, just for numbers, if you have 100 going in and you have four rooms, you should have 25 roughly to each room. And so if you only have 10 to each room, you're missing 60.
Right.
Okay, so it could be just a matter of the returns could make a huge difference on the dust.
Returns make a huge returns are huge also with actually keeping your home cool. So they're actually pulling the hot air out rather than most of the time they're relying on the fact that there's a crack under the door in the bedrooms. So all that air has to go under that crack. New construction, you actually have to put a grill in that exchanges between the rooms. So like a bedroom would actually exchange between a living room at the ceiling level. So because the code now, they're not for new construction, they're not okay with going under the door.
Yeah, and it seems to me like you're working on it good, Joanne. I'd stay on it. And I would have them balance the fact that there's a difference between the intake and cold air returns. You may want to change that where you're getting more cold air returns. That'll help balance the whole system, in my opinion.
Yep.
Okay, great. That sounds good. It's called a test and balance.
Yep, a test and balance. And I struggle with allergies. So at the end of this, if you still come back and to add returns is an astronomical price and you say, well, I don't want to do all that work, there's two air purifiers that I've used and I recommend highly. One is the Molecule and the other one is IQ Air. And the IQ Air will do a very large room. It's got a lot of filter stages in there, so it takes a lot of the pollutants in the room out.
Okay.
Yep, I've had great luck with both of those.
Okay, great. It's called the IQ Air or the Molecule.
Yep, and those are standalone filters completely separate from your home HVAC system, and they just work in rooms. So you could do a bedroom, you could do a living room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good to know. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate your call, Joanna. It was nice to talk to you. Best of luck with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That does leave a line open for you. You can reach us now, live, 855-765-1045. It's the In the House show with Jared, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. We'll be right back. See you in a minute. Welcome back to the In the House radio show with Jared, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. We'd like to talk to you live here on the air. You can reach us now at 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045.
And we're going to go to Steve right now in Lake City. Good morning, Steve.
Steve, how are you, buddy?
Going good. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, I got a question about steps leading to the front door. I got a mobile home out here, and the existing step to a rotten and torn down. I'm getting ready to replace it myself. My question is, do you need a platform as you come out the door, or can you go straight to the steps?
You should have a platform that you can stand. You definitely want that rather than just step right into the house. Did you not have that previously?
It was.
Okay.
I just made a makeshift temporary to get me through till I got time to do it the right way.
Yeah, you're better off to do that. Put in some pillow. You're going to do this yourself?
Correct.
Great. That's great. So you can use the old as a pattern if you like that, and just do it, you know, with new wood. Put in good piers, good foundation at the edge of your platform, so you can attach it out at the end and it's not going to waver on you. You can also, a lot of times on the post or a railing, actually put a roof over it, so that way it can kind of protect it too for that. But that's a whole different project. And then are the steps themselves, are they so rotten that you can't use the cutout as a guide, or do you know how to do that?
So I can make my own risers, but the thing is they were so bad that you just barely touched them; they fell apart. So they're gone.
Sure.
Wow!
You bet.
I didn't know if code required a platform or not.
Yes, it would. Yeah,
it was okay.
Yes.
Next question is: how high do the handrails have to be? Your minimum height?
32, you'd probably need up. It's usually 32 inches, 36 to 42. It can't be over 42, and it can't be under 32.
Okay.
So 36 is a good height, and the one I always like to use.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That helps me out a lot.
Do you have good squares?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I get all the tools. Okay. I just don't know the code.
Sure. Empire makes some really good, and Milwaukee, great squares that are state-of-the-art. They really tell you everything that you need to know and make the job a lot easier. But good luck with that job, man. And I appreciate your call.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Cool.
Have a great day and a good weekend.
Good luck.
Right. That does open up a line for you. You can reach us live here on the air, 855-765-1045.
Yep.
It's 104.5 WOKV in the house with Jared.
Yep, and we're going to go to Gene in Amelia Island. Good morning, Gene.
Gene.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, we appreciate you calling.
I moved to Florida from Massachusetts recently. I'm gutting and renovating a condominium on the ocean.
Awesome.
And I'm living temporarily in another unit, and I noticed that even with air conditioning, I need to use a dehumidifier in the house. So I asked my builder if we could put a dehumidifier on the condenser, because I did some research, and I know that that is possible. And he and everyone else here, friends of ours, say you really don't need it, and I was wondering what your opinion is on that.
So I'm this is Josh. I'm from up north.
Did you get
also
that?
Yep.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. So I'm actually from Michigan, and up there we have humidifiers on our HVAC system for the winter, because you actually need to put humidity in the air. Down here, a standalone dehumidifier is an option for the HVAC system, but there are new technologies now with controlled speed fans in the air handler. So what they'll do is you can, like, for instance, we were just mentioning Lennox earlier. Lennox has a system where the thermostat does humidity as well, and you can tell it that you want the humidity at, say, 45 to 50%. And it will slow down the fan in the air handler to give the air more time over the coil to pull more moisture out. That is probably a much cheaper option than purchasing a standalone dehumidification system to add into that. So if I was you, I would reach out to your HVAC contractor and just say, listen, I'm interested in a dual speed fan for humidity control, and have them give you an estimate on that.
I like that a lot, Josh. And Gene, that's my recommendation too.
A dual speed fan for humidity control.
Yes.
And also I would need the Lennox thermostat.
Well, Lennox, the reason I bring up Lennox is because we've seen their booth at the International Builder Show, and their system is a package, so I don't know if their thermostat works with other systems. If your HVAC contractor, I believe all of the major players,
right,
Train, they all make a similar system, but it's a dual speed fan, and essentially does the same thing, slows the air down, pulls out more moisture.
And I recommend
that's great.
That,
too. Thank you so much.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and that's going to be a lot cheaper.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. Thank you, guys. You have a great show.
Well, thank you, and
thank you.
Thanks for calling in. That does open up a line for you, 855-765-1045. It's 104.5 WOKV in the house radio show. So we're here for your questions, and we do have another caller.
Yep, we're going to go to Marvin in Jacksonville. Good morning, Marvin.
Marvin, how are you, buddy?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. I have an older home. It's a 1960s home. And the attic insulation is really poor, so I was getting some quotes on what I can do to improve the insulation.
Right.
So I was looking into the spray foam option, but my roof pitch is like 312, and I have some contractors saying they can do it, some they can't, and I just wanted to get your opinion. Is it worth doing it, or is it taking a risk?
Well, first off, you got to stop all the air intake and that's coming in and all of it going out. So a retrofit, doing that, you've got to be airtight, you know, so that's what you want. If you can retrofit it and get it right, in my opinion, it's the only way to go. I would not build a new building and haven't. I've used it. Josh has used it. Jared's used it. That's what we do now when we do it.
I love foam.
Foam is the way to go. But there is a factor when you don't have room to get in there and spray it correctly, whether it, you know, is going to do the right job. The more pitch and more room that you have to work, the better that it's going to be. So some of the companies that are telling you they can't do it, they know that there's some areas maybe they can't get into and they're bigger people or don't have the room. If somebody can do it, says that they can, then I would be watching them as they do it and make sure that you're getting it done correctly. And there's minimums and maximums that you want. You know, if that's, for an example, if it needs to be a minimum of 4 inches thick, then that's what you need to make sure. Are they using there's two types of foam. There's A and B, I believe. Do you know, Josh?
Oh, yeah. So the two types of foam is open cell foam,
right,
and closed cell foam.
Yeah.
Closed cell foam actually works with it, actually adds to the structural integrity of the home.
Yeah, it makes it stronger, glues it all together.
Yeah, so open cell is if you go online, you can search and see illustrations of what it is, but essentially closed cell actually completely, like Ken said, glues and bonds.
And it doesn't allow the water to come through if you do have a leak, where the open cell does. I don't think you can go wrong with either one, and if it fits your budget, I would do it, but I would also inspect it while they're doing it. I'd be there so that you can see how it's going on to make sure there's no gaps, no spaces they didn't do, and you're getting the quality.
Okay, what about over the garage? Do they have to do over the garage or places that were not originally insulated over, and they should go do the whole house like that? Because I've had those questions asked, and I really didn't know how to answer.
Well, I would do the whole house. I would, you know, it's so good, and they're there. So why not do it when they're there?
Okay.
You know, that, yeah.
Go over the garage, and then think about replacing your garage door, and you'll be able to hang out in your garage in the summer, and it won't be,
right,
you know, 120 degrees.
Yeah, that new insulated door. So you're going to. A lot of things that you're going to gain with the spray foam. You're going to save energy on your power bill. You're going to be structurally stronger. It's going to be quieter and more wind mitigation. So you should get discounts, too, on your homeowner's insurance. And also, I love the idea that you mentioned, Josh, and that's changing your garage door to an insulated panel. The best garage door out there, I think, is made by Haas. So just another idea for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marvin. I really appreciate your call today. Hope that works out for you. You think you are going to go with the spray foam?
I think I will. But I've been hearing that open cell spray foam is better for hotter climates, but I don't know. I guess I'll do some more research. And I do have skylights in my house too, and I don't know if that affects it either.
Well, are the skylights glass or are they plastic?
I want to say they are glass.
When it rains, does it sound like somebody's beating on a drum, or does it sound like it's running on rain water on a window?
Yeah, it sounds like a drum. It's hard to tell. I don't really know, I guess. I mean, we can hear it. It's right above our bed.
If it's really noisy, then you need to get that changed out. It's great to have skylights. I love skylights. They let the light in, and it's just a nice function. But you want to make sure that you have glass that's insulated, argon gas, solar tinted, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Good quality skylight will save you a lot of energy, where a plastic just going to run your power bill through the ceiling. But okay. Still, I like the and I've done both, the open and closed. I think they both have good and bad things compared to the other one. But definitely the best insulation you can get.
It's foam in general.
Yep. Foam in general, yep.
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 Okay. All righty.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Marvin. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Does open up a line for everyone. You can reach us at 855-765-1045. It's 104.5 WOKV in the house with Jared. Jared's not here today. This is Ken Mellick. I'm Jared's dad. Love to talk to you.
Yep, and we're going to go right now to Susan. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Susan. Thanks for your call.
Hi. I had a question. When we had our house built, the front and back porches that we have, as the ceiling, they use sheet rock. And, of course, it's deteriorating, and yeah. I wanted to know what would be a good replacement. We wanted to put, like, beadboard or something up, but I understand that doesn't stand up very well.
Well, it shouldn't be a problem with it. I've seen people do vinyl, but I like hardy personally. So you can do vented or non-vented. Hardy is a concrete product with a 50-year warranty. That's what I just did in my garage on the ceiling, and I also do it on the lanai of my house that I'm building. I like the hardy. You know, it's going to have a 50-year warranty. It's going to stand up the best. It's a little more expensive, but worth every penny.
So it's pretty much like a sheet, solid sheet that just is going to run across, as opposed to any kind of detail or whatever in it.
Yeah, but you can also do a board and bad look. You can do it, put up the sheet of plywood, and then do a batten look, which is a 1x2 or a 1x3 every 12 inches, so it looks like board and bat kind of siding. It's a very, very good look. Or you can just do it around the perimeter of it or every 2 feet. There's different styles that you can do to make that work, but it's beautiful. In my opinion, that's what I did in my whole garage, what I'm doing out on my lanai, and then you never have to worry about it. Sheetrock, the only reason it was used to begin with, because it was the least expensive way to go. And there's there's not that much cost difference in actuality when it comes to having to do the finish, because there's no finish on it. You can buy the wood grain, so it'll have a wood grain look, and then you can put a battened every 12 or 12 inches or 2 feet, and it's beautiful and final. You never have to worry about it again, and paint it any color you want.
Yeah, our concern was that we can't wash sheetrock, and so over time it's gotten dirty and it's hard to clean.
Right.
I just want to make sure we can put something up that we can take. If we want to just take and spray it off, we can do that.
Yeah, that's why I did mine. So I could pressure wash it if it got dirty or dusty, and there's not going to be any issue with that with Hardy.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate your call. That does open up a line for you. You can reach us live on the air right now, 855-765-1045. It's 104.5 WOKV in the house with Jared, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting.
Okay. And we're going to go, we're going to go right to Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks, buddy, for your call.
Well, thank you for taking me. I've just got a quick question. Me and my wife purchased a house here in Jacksonville. It's about 1,500 square footish, I think. And we want to do a remodel on it, and we're trying to save some money, and we'd like to do a lot of it ourselves. It's got horrible, nasty popcorn ceilings in it. I'm thinking we could get this off ourselves, but my wife is not so sure. I don't know if this is a contractor-type job, or is it something we could do ourselves, and if so, how?
Sure. Okay. What you can do is I'd do it both ways. In other words, I'd call some companies and get estimate on what it costs to do it. And okay. I would get
and
several
Dan,
of
I'm
them.
Sorry. That's another question. Is this a paint company job or a drywall company job? Who do you call?
It's a drywall company job, you know. And there are actually people, if you go into little network places or that's all they do is texturing and removing popcorn and going back. And so I would ask them how they do it. In other words, what process are they going to do? What I've always suggested, if you're going to do it yourself, is you get one of those pump-up sprayers, and you use if your popcorn ceiling has been painted or not, or because it's more difficult if it's been painted at some point.
I don't know, but it is. There's areas where it's just falling.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been painted or not.
So pump-up sprayer, hot water, and you let it soak in. And so you pump it out the water on there, and then you get
like a paint scraper, basically.
Yeah, a scraper. And instead of going away from you with the scraper, you pull it to you. If you push it, you're going to gouge it more, and then you'll have more repairs to do. By getting it wet, it's an easier process and not as messy and dirty, but it is a messy job either way. Sheetrock, there's a knack. The reason that they put the popcorn up, so that you know, is because they have to do less work to prepare it for a smooth finish. So you have to be prepared after you get all the popcorn off to sand it and then put mud on it to make it smooth, so it covers up where the screws and the nails that they put in it to hold it, where the seams of the sheetrock meet, and that all has to be smooth. There's a real knack to that, and there's sometimes it's better to have somebody do it that's a pro, and when it's done, it's beautiful.
Yep, Dave, we're actually coming up on the end of the show. If you go into Google, type in popcorn ceiling removal Jacksonville, there's probably five or six companies that you could call and get a price from, just as a comparative to see, like Ken's saying, to see if it's better for you to do it or for someone else to do it.
And ask them how they do it. You know, don't be afraid to ask them how they do it. And
And
check their references, though.
Okay. Is it charged by square foot, or
usually.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Good luck, Dave, with that project. Okay. It's time for us to take a break. So we're not going to.
No, we're done.
We'll see you at 9 o'clock next week. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the house radio show with Jared. See ya. God bless.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.